Listening practice topics. First topic, holidays and travel.
I always look forward to holidays, don't you, John?
I don't, actually. No? I don't look forward to holidays. I don't really enjoy the holiday until I'm actually there. I think it's the thought of packing and preparing puts me off.
Oh, I do look forward to it in the middle of all the helter-skelter of work. I quite enjoy the packing. I do most of the packing anyway.
You do it for the whole family?
Yes, yes, I quite enjoy
all
it.
All the packing?
Mm.
Which holiday have you enjoyed most?
That's a very difficult question. I think the holiday I've enjoyed most is always the one I've just come back from.
I agree with that, totally, yes.
I think it's a disaster to go back to the same place expecting the same kind of holiday.
Yes.
Yes.
Sometimes works. I've done this with Cornwall, gone back and back and back.
Yeah. Have you ever taken your car abroad? Do you ever take the car abroad?
No,
I was thinking of doing that this year, going by ferry.
Yes, it's very the best way to get to France is on the hydrofoil, I think, by car. Take the car on that, and that takes 24 minutes.
Yes, I hate driving so much, actually. But then I sail, you see, and that's my delight is that because all the pressures of the job we do have to be left at home. You can only get to a certain place courtesy of the wind and the sea. There's no way you can hurry, and it brings a peace.
Lovely. Mm. Yes, I must say, I like to just get off the plane and get on the beach and swim and sunbathe.
But I hate flying, you see. I'm a trembling wreck from...
Are you?
Oh, I love it.
From the moment I step on the plane till the moment I get off it.
I love flying.
So do I.
I love to get to a place quickly.
Why? Do you think you're going to actually have a crash?
Well, it's because I listen all the time. I'm sort of in sympathy with engines and vibrations and things, and I just listen, and every time the engine note changes, I worry. Why? I'm not in control. You see, and so I don't really know why it's changed, so I worry about the change.
Do you think that the more times you fly, the more likely you are to crash?
Well, I think there's a kind of register somewhere, and I'm being ticked off, and eventually I shall get to the cross, and then that'll be it.
But in fact, your chances of being killed in an aeroplane are far less than being killed on the road.
So they say, yes. I'm not a believer in what they say at all.